Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
Now available on Apple Podcasts,
Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
This is the Dan Abrams Law and Crime Podcast with SiriusXM Radio.
All right, so here's my take on the big issue. Sort of the, the big item in the room, so to speak, is President Biden pronounced ahead of time, pledged that he would nominate a black woman. I just think we just talked about the qualifications of these women, right? Of Leandra Kruger and Ketanji Brown Jackson, they're both clearly qualified for the Supreme Court. But by pronouncing that it has to be a black woman, the people who don't follow this stuff as closely, I think, are going to think, well, this person just got nominated because Biden promised X or Y. Now, I'm not justifying that. I'm saying that I care enormously about the court. I care enormously about faith in the court. And I think once you start playing what I view as the kind of the racial politics with the court, which is, it's fine for him to pick a black woman. Diversity is a good thing. I'm perfectly okay with it. I support it. But once you say ahead of time, I'm going to pick a black woman, I think it minimizes the backgrounds, the achievements of whoever he picks. It feels like a quota pick. And I think that was a mistake. Do you guys agree? Let's go to some of your calls on this. I'm frozen. Hold on, Sam. Hold on. Give me a second, guys. You know, I'm going to, because I click on your calls directly. Sometimes I have trouble. Steve is in New York. Steve, how you doing? What do you got?
Hey, Daniel. Haven't been on in a while. You kind of stole my thunder with this. I'm going to take it a little bit further. Not only is it a mistake, how is this legal? How is it legal to discriminate against white men yet again by openly portraying this job is only for a black woman? So my legal question to you is, can any white judge with a set of balls file a lawsuit immediately to either freeze this pick until it gets seen by a judge or something, because this would never be tolerated if it was the other way?
So the answer is no. I mean, that Biden has the ability to pick whoever he wants. And in this kind of situation, he can pick a black woman, he can pick a white dude, he can pick, you know, someone who is from Alaska if he chooses, etc. But I do think that the risk in what he did is the sort of, you know, reaction that you have, which was unnecessary. Meaning, don't just pronounce it. Just pick a black woman if you want to pick a black woman. It's fine. It's good. But don't pronounce it ahead of time. So, Steve, thank you. Let's go to RJ in Arizona. RJ, how you doing? What's going on?
Hey, how are you, Dan?
Good, thanks.
Yeah, I love the qualifications. I think they're very qualified to be on the court based on what I've heard so far, and I think that's great. But we have to see the strategy here, too, for the Democrats, and I think this is actually very good timing for the Democrats ahead of the midterms, because by choosing a black person for the Supreme Court, the Democrats, and I'm just being realistic here about these politics, choosing a black woman for the Supreme Court sets it up so where the Republicans can't really attack her. Otherwise, they're going to end up ticking off the entire African-American community all over again, and they're just going to look like it's, you know, the party of Trump picking on a black person again. So they're setting up the strategy ahead of the midterms to where they're probably going to get her in no matter what because the Republicans can't say a thing.
Well, but here's the thing. I'm perfectly fine. You know, I think it's a good thing. Pick a black woman. Mm-hmm. I got no problem with that. My point is that by projecting that ahead of time, pronouncing that the only people he's going to consider are black women, I think you are minimizing. Why not say that and instead just pick Judge Brown Jackson and say she was the most qualified person out there. Look at her background. She's on the D.C. Circuit. She clerked for Justice Breyer. That seems to me that it enhances her. It enhances faith in the court. There was just no need to pander in the election on this. So anyway, that's my only point on this. But thank you, RJ. Rodney is in Oklahoma. Rodney, how you doing? Welcome back.
All right, Dan. Thank you. Well, let me try this in a little different way then. Okay. I agree with you. What you're saying is probably the best way to go. But, Dan, that ship has sailed. And, yes, this is he did it for political reasons. And who are we to say what those political reasons are proper or not? He decided, obviously, that was the best way to go. But the Republican, the Supreme Court is the only people that can bring any respect back to the Supreme Court, and they're not going to do it. They're going to change our entire society here really quickly and make the people of the United States believe they are a political arm. It's not Biden's responsibility. It's the Supreme Court's responsibility.
But it's both. It's both. Again, what you've said is correct, right? Which is Biden made a political calculation. And my point is, I don't like it when I hear about political calculations on announcing a Supreme Court justice. And I think it undermines these qualified candidates. It's just, you know, again, I just think that he didn't need to go there. You know, it's, you know, this idea that, oh, well, you know, he's committed to just do it when you get there. That's my only point. Rodney, thank you. Let's go to Brian in Wisconsin. Brian, how you doing? What's going on?
Hey, man, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
I appreciate your comments, and I appreciate some of the other callers' comments. I think Biden made the right decision with announcing it and announcing it out loud, and here's why. We had a joker in the White House before, and literally he made it upfront, very personal, how he attacked every single group that was not white. Okay? If you weren't white, he made it a point to point out how everyone was disgusting, they lived in shitholes and that. So he set the temperament for the country. That's why all these jackholes came out of their shells with their racism. Okay? So my point is, it's about time we get someone who brings back decency, cordialness, politeness, and says out loud, I'm going to be diverse, and no one's going to stop me from being focused on what this country was founded on. It was founded on, hey, we the people, we get to decide. And guess what? They also decided that African-American people are not seen as property anymore. So get over it. You know what I'm saying?
I love it. Brian, I enjoyed that commentary. You should have a show. I got nothing to say back. It's a matter of opinion, right? Nothing you're saying is factually inaccurate. Nothing you're saying is wrong. It's just a matter of opinion as to whether it was a smart move. I hear you, but I view it differently in terms of I view it through the prism of the faith in the court. And I think that as a result of what he did, it hasn't helped. But Brian, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. You know, my producer, Sam Goldberg, and I were just talking, and Sam made the point that I was making, but he brought up an additional point, which is
that the judge herself, who is selected, whoever it is, by the administration to be on the Supreme Court, will probably not love the fact that Biden pronounced ahead of time that he was going to pick a black woman. Because, you know, she would probably rather think, well, it's not just that I was the most qualified of the black women. I was the most qualified out there. I'm the number one pick. And again, yes, there's a number of factors that go in. There's no such thing as the most qualified in the country for something like the Supreme Court. But by Biden signaling ahead of time, going for a black woman, I think it really does a disservice to some of the very qualified black women, one of whom will get the pick. Let's go to Connecticut and Derek. Derek, how you doing? What's going on?
I'm doing just fine. How are you, brother?
Good, thanks. What's up?
Hey, I just want to. My Republican friends are always saying to me, "Hey, elections have consequences." Well, guess what? Joe Biden's in the White House. A big part of the reason he's there is the faithful voting block of African American females that put him there, and this is him rewarding them for that support. And I can't say it's a bad political move. It would only concern me if there were no qualified black women. It's time for us maybe to start thinking of diversity as a qualification and
what you've done is you've made an argument, in my view, for why it was a smart political move by Biden. And I hear you, and I think that makes sense. The problem is, from my perspective, the Supreme Court, we should try not to make it political, at least not make it feel political. And this feels political.
Dan, if I could just jump in, every appointment is political. Trump picked from the most qualified conservative, not the most qualified judge, the most qualified conservative. So there's conditions on all these appointments.
Yeah, but again, it seems to me that saying I'm going to appoint a liberal judge, right? That to me is obvious, right? There's no, I don't think, or a judge who, let's even say a judge who respects the right to choose is a phrase that might be used, right? And that to me is different than saying, because that would still leave a pool of an enormous number of, you know, judges and justices, et cetera. It wouldn't undermine the pick. My concern is that by saying I'm going to go for a black woman, it's undermining the pick. It's saying, oh, well, okay, well, this was the best person of the black women out there, as opposed to, you know. Go ahead, final word, Barrett. Go ahead.
I don't know, Dan. I think there are qualified judges out there from every race, religion, and creed.
Sure.
If you choose a particular particular racial or, you know, or ethnic group because they've been loyal supporters, that's the way politics is done. I mean, we don't want to see the way the sauce is made, but, you know, that's how the sauce is made. Let's face it, brother.
Derek, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go to Linda in Texas. Linda, how you doing? What's going on?
Hi. How are you doing? I'm doing well.
Good. Thanks for calling.
Prior to 1967, it was just an assumed nominee pick would be a white male.
Yep.
Prior to 1967. So everyone just looked at their qualifications. Now, when you say you're going to pick a black woman, I've seen some comments in the Wall Street Journal where they're like, oh, they're just going to get anybody just as long as she's black. They're basing things on race. Why is it now, because he said black woman, everybody thinks, oh, well, you know, he's just getting it. I mean,
well,
why does qualifications, why is that even a
well,
concern?
Yeah, so I would argue that you're absolutely right about prior to the selection of Thurgood Marshall, that it was presumed that the pick would be a white man. And that's a bad thing, right? We look back on that as sort of a shameful thing in our history, right? We don't, I certainly don't, the vast majority of Americans don't, look back on that as some great time when we just picked white dudes to be in powerful positions. That was a bad thing. And I'm not going to say, and therefore it's equal to what's happening now. What I am going to say is that
that that's something that should be criticized. And I am criticizing Biden not for picking a black woman, but for pronouncing as part of a political campaign that he would pick a black woman and thereby undermining some of these very qualified black women.
That's the problem I have. That's the tag that we've always gotten. Like, as a black physician, when you people start looking at your qualifications, where'd you go to school? Where'd you do your residency? Why are you questioning me? Because I'm black? So you're saying because he said black, everybody's going to go low. Well, then, see, he's just going to get any black woman. Do you understand how that feels? Why is the problem saying what color I am, and that's the person I'm going to pick?
I would think you would agree that in this day and age, if Trump or whoever had said, I'm going to pick a white man, or even a white woman to be on the court. I've decided I'm going to pick a white woman. That would be a problem, right? You would say, well, why would he say that? And why would he? And then you could ask, why would he do that? It would be a very dumb thing politically to say as well. But that's my point, is that I'm arguing, I think I'm trying to argue. And I hear your point, right? It's not that I don't understand what you're saying, but what I'm saying is that I think the effect is the opposite, which is I am looking at the resume of the top two candidates and saying unequivocally qualified. I don't care what race they are. Unequivocally qualified. I don't care what gender they are. Period. Now, it would have been nice if Biden hadn't pronounced ahead of time that the person has to fit into this suit for me to consider them, because there are black women who are as or more qualified than anybody else. Does that make sense, Linda? Or no, do you disagree?
Yeah, no, that makes sense. But as a black professional female and all my sorority sisters, him saying that helped us go into the trenches and help get him elected.
I get it.
So I
get it.
Him, yeah, telling
I
me
get
that.
It.
I know politically you don't think he should have said that.
No.
It was an impetus.
No. Politically, it was actually very smart. Politically, it was very
smart.
But I'm saying that I'm troubled by it from the perspective of faith in the Supreme Court, and I think it's not helpful if you're one of these very qualified candidates to be seen as, I was, you know, the most qualified black woman out there because Biden said he was going to pick a black woman.
They're used to that because we've always gotten that. Everybody assumes I got into college or I got into medical school based on my race. That's always going to be the case. So at this point, if they get on, they get on. But people are always going to think that. I've been asked, why do you drive that car? Who are you? So we're used to people assuming because we're black and we've achieved that we got it through affirmative action. That's always been the case. So I'll agree to disagree.
I appreciate your perspective.
To do that politically, and I'm glad that they will consider putting a black female on the Supreme Court. So thank you so much.
Linda, thank you. I appreciate it. Let's go to Beverly in New York. Beverly, how you doing? What's going on?
I'm doing well. The last two callers really kind of took what I was going to say. But
I'm sorry, Beverly, I'm having a little hard time hearing you.
Still?
There we go. Now you sound great. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Beverly. And now you're gone.
Still?
No, there you are. There you are, Beverly, you're back. Okay.
He announced that he was going to pick somebody who would overturn Roe versus Wade.
Yeah.
Every president has announced that they're going to pick certain justices. Now, you say he didn't say, I'm going to pick a white woman or a white man. You know why? Because that was the assumption. We knew he would do it. He didn't have to specify.
Let me ask you on that.
Sure.
But you could make the same argument about Biden, right? He didn't have to say that, but we knew he would do it, right? I think it adds more faith to the selections for the court. Do I think that Donald Trump picked Amy Coney Barrett in large part, putting aside obviously the fact that she fits into the conservative
ideology he wanted to appoint, but I think he also wanted to appoint a woman. I have no problem with that. All I'm saying is that by pronouncing it ahead of time, I think you do the actual candidate a disservice. Yeah, go ahead.
It does have the effect of making that person appear to be only there because of that and not because of being qualified. So you're right on that perspective. But way back earlier, a gentleman called and wanted to know if he could sue because it's bias against white men. Is he insane? Elizabeth left the building. What is most of the Supreme Court if not white males? The Senate, the House. Is he kidding? This replacement theory garbage for white males. Get over it. You're still running everything. Lid on it. Stop it.
Thank you. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Let's go to Lori in Florida. Lori, how you doing? What's going on?
Yes, how are you?
Good, thanks. Thanks for calling.
With going back to that, and I want to dig a little bit deeper into that, it's not a qualification, it's a preference. And so Trump and McConnell were telling their base that they were going to put people on the bench to overturn Roe versus Wade to get them to the polls. So it's a preference that he says that he's going to put a black woman on the bench, not a qualification. It's a preference.
What does that mean? No, he pledged. No, he pledged to picking a black woman.
Just like McConnell and Trump pledged that they were going to put someone on the bench to overturn.
Right, but this is the point I made before, that it is different to say that Biden, I could easily say, and I wouldn't have any problem with it, I'm going to appoint judges who will support the precedent of Roe versus Wade, and Trump will say, I'm going to appoint, because that's directly related to what the job is and what they're going to do, although you would like to think that these justices hadn't prejudged the issue. But it is different to say, I'm going to pick someone based on skin color and gender before you do it, because then there will be, I think, the fair questions asked about fitting a suit, as opposed to doing what I did earlier in the show, which is talk about how qualified some of these black women are. And I think that gets lost when you say the only people I will consider are black women.
Just like Trump said, the only people that he would consider were those who would overturn Roe versus Wade.
Look, if you see those two as the same, then we'll have to agree to disagree.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Lori. I appreciate the call. Thank you. Let's go to Lisa in Michigan. Lisa, how you doing? What's going on?
Hey, thank you for taking my call, because I feel like you're kind of getting beat up by the women, but I'm so happy that you're taking so many women's phone calls. My whole point is saying that you're only going to appoint an anti-abortion judge is no different than saying only a black woman. And I will tell you why. Because you have now narrowed it down, assuming that there are no qualified pro-choice. So are we to assume that Amy really isn't qualified? The only reason that she got on the bench is because she was anti-abortion. And my second comment is that of all the places that we need diversity, it is in the courts, because black people commit crimes too, and they need to be judged by their peers. Just like as a woman, I want to be judged by a woman. I happen to be a white woman, and men want to make sure that there's men on the bench. I mean, I just can't imagine how people would feel if the whole court was made up of all women or made up of all blacks. But when we try to diversify to make it look like the country, people are saying, I kind of call it racist statements, that it means that they're not going to be qualified, or people will think that.
Right.
Well, people can think whatever they want. I think there was nothing wrong, and I'm glad to see a black woman on the court. And if the Republicans can do it, they only said they'd pick from the Federalist list. So,
right.
Boy,
but again, but that relates, but I agree with you that promising to pick amongst people who have a particular view on a particular issue, is not something that I would support on either side. But it is different to say I'm going to pick someone to talk about their qualifications for the job. One of the qualifications being that they share a worldview that I do, be it pro-choice, pro-life, whatever it is. And that is different from just saying I'm going to pick someone whose skin color and gender fit into a mold that I think belongs on the court, as opposed to saying, because we know that Biden's going to pick someone who's pro-choice. We know he's going to pick someone who's left of center. And again, he would have been perfectly justified in picking amongst the black women who I've been talking about, who are all highly qualified. But by pronouncing skin color and gender as the, you know, together as the, that's who I'm going to pick, I just don't think it does these women or the court a service. But I hear you. I hear you.
This has been the Dan Abrams Lawn Crime Podcast with SiriusXM Radio.